Macron working with Beijing on secret plan for a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia, reports. By Kurt Zindelka on April 19, 2023. French President Emmanuel Macron is reportedly actively working on a secret plan with Communist China to attempt to broker a peace deal by the summer between Russia and Ukraine. French sources speaking to Bloomberg have revealed that Emmanuel Macron, who recently traveled to Guangdong to hold talks with Chinese dictator Xi Jinping, has apparently tasked top diplomats from Paris to engage with Beijing in crafting a deal to end the war in Ukraine. According to the report, the Élysée believes that such a deal could possibly be struck by the summer should certain conditions be met, namely that Kyiv succeeds in its spring counteroffensive to such a degree that the Zelensky government would be able to come to the table with Vladimir Putin from a position of strength. An official from Macron's office reportedly told the news outlet that the French president has tapped his foreign policy adviser Emmanuel Bon to work alongside the CCP's top diplomat, Wang Yi, to begin crafting a potential peace framework. While Mr. Macron was one of the few Western leaders willing to engage with Moscow in the early days following the invasion, he later fell in line with the neoliberal establishment and backed sending billions to the region in the form of money and weapons to prop up the proxy war. In February, Beijing proposed a supposed framework for peace negotiations, including an immediate ceasefire. However, the approach was widely dismissed as being light on detail and unworkable given China's close relationship with Russia. Yet, apparently, the French president believes that the communist regime, which has openly threatened to launch a territorial war itself to capture the democratic independent nation of Taiwan, is a genuine actor in the cause for peace. Speaking to London's Daily Telegraph, a French official said, "Mr. Macron said publicly during his trip that he wanted to get China to commit to playing a constructive role." Naturally, diplomatic discussions took place and there is a follow-up. The reports come as Macron cause outrage in Berlin, London, and Washington over his comments following his China trip, in which he said that Europe shouldn't follow America into a conflict with Beijing if the communist nation invades Taiwan and that Europe should develop its own strategic autonomy to stop being the vassal of the United States. Should Macron actually pull off the feat, it would be a major embarrassment for the administration of President Joe Biden, which has focused on a military outcome rather than an attempt to play peacemaker. Biden, who vowed to bring stability to the world and revamp supposedly strained relations with allies following the Trump presidency, has overseen one of the most chaotic periods on the world stage in recent memory and has alienated allies from Paris to Jeddah. However, it remains to be seen if Macron has the clout to broker a deal, with the Kremlin previously stating that France, alongside the United States, UK and Germany should not be considered as candidates to mediate between Kyiv and Moscow given that the Western powers have all sent weapons to be used on the battlefield against Russian soldiers. Russian President Putin's obvious thirst for war and domestic damage to his reputation for being seen to bow to the West is also a critical stumbling block. It is also questionable if France has enough credibility with the Ukrainians as well, with some, including former British Conservative Party leader Sir Ian Duncan-Smith, noting that his role in mediating the Minsk peace agreement alongside then-German Chancellor Angela Merkel in 2014 has left a sour taste in the mouths of many in Ukraine given that it failed to prevent last year's invasion. "When I was in Ukraine I found they do not trust the Chinese and they don't trust Macron, as he put them in this predicament in the first place when he came up with the disastrous agreement with Merkel in 2014," Sir Ian said. "They certainly don't trust him since he went to China. They are saying, Macron has only one objective, and that is boosting Macron's image, and he doesn't care who he sells down the river to achieve that when he facing such a domestic mess," the British MP said, adding, "his behavior is really bizarre and redolent of a snake in the grass." But it might be Macron's trouble at home that may sink his ambitions to play global leader. With his government embroiled in a crisis as millions of French citizens have revolted over the past month against the disastrous economic realities facing the nation after 5 years of his neoliberal globalist governance style. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.